Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1412, air date March 23rd, 2024.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today, we're going to be beginning a new format of the video series I do, and it's really going to be combining science, molecular science to be specific, personalized health, not just health, but personalized health to educate people why it's important to focus on personalized health, because not everyone should be, for example, doing the same exercise, the same foods, same modalities. Each one of us is unique, but I'm going to put that into a context. And then finally, politics. And we're going to discuss all those things, science, health, and politics, or truth, freedom, health, within the context of all of our discussions to give you a more systems-based approach to everything we discuss. So I want to kick the discussion off this evening as a part of that new series with a very, very important herb, some people consider it the king of the vegetable kingdom. And that's a very important herb or vegetable, depending on how you want to term it, called garlic. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the power of garlic, but we're going to talk about it from a scientific standpoint. We're going to talk about it from a health standpoint, and then from a political standpoint. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I hope you enjoyed this, because this is going to be the format we're going to use. It took a lot of effort over the last several months to construct this. And for any one of you, you may find different areas as I do this discussion valuable, and we have different calls to action for each one of those. We'll take a couple of breaks. I have some videos to play, but I hope you enjoyed this. This is a new format that we're doing that will literally walk you through the science, the health aspects, as well as the politics of something that you may not think has any political implications as garlic. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today. So that's going to be the topic of today. Trey, is the sound coming in good?
Sounds good to me, Dr.
All right. So I want to welcome everyone this evening. I'm doing this a little bit late, but it took us a while to get this together. Let me just say hello to people joining us today. We have someone saying, hello, Mr. President. Yep, I am running for President of the United States. We'll be doing another discussion on that tomorrow. We'll be doing two videos on that tomorrow. So keep an eye on that. We have David Yemen saying garlic. Pamela Mosley says, thank you, Dr. Shiva. So let's begin, okay? So let's just jump right in. In fact, Trey, if I keep it small like that, can you still see it? Hope you can.
It's still on the slideshow, yeah.
Okay, should I make it a little bit bigger? Do you like it like that or like this?
Either side is fine.
Okay. So let's begin. By having a discussion. So we're going to talk about the molecular science, personalized health, and politics of garlic. This is part of the larger initiative we do with VA Shiva, which is to create the future. And I recommend everyone go to vashiva.com. And welcome again. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure on this topic. Let me begin by giving you guys a perspective. Everything that we discussed is always based on a systems approach. And system science gives you a very, very different way of looking at the world. You don't look at things in a very reductionist way. You actually start looking at things in a much more holistic way. But before we start, let me just play you on an opener, and then we'll come to the journey of systems. All right, anyone, as we discussed, we're going to be talking about garlic, the science, the politics, as well as the health of health benefits of garlic. To begin with, I want to put this in context of really giving you guys a systems approach we should be taking. And systems approach is a very, very different way of looking at the world than looking at everything in a siloed approach. So this video will hopefully, as an introduction, will give you how I look at the world and the journey I've been through. It's called Journey to Systems. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolv, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome. Today we're going to be talking about garlic, but fundamentally the platform we have at VA Shiva is a powerful platform for you to get educated. We have great content, we have certification programs, we have software tools, we have a community, we have a political movement, we have all those things. You can't get this anywhere else. That's what VA Shiva is about. But the things that we focus on are not just any one thing. It's not just about fighting, not just about healing yourself, not just about thinking. It's about all three of them. All these things work together from a systemic standpoint. Think, fight, and heal. And the way we deliver that is we have three different institutes that we've created: the Truth Freedom Health Institute, the VA Shiva Systems Health Institute, and the Cytosolv Open Science Institute. These three institutes we've made accessible to all of you. And I'll talk more about that as I talk about garlic. You can go from being a simple member. You can be a supporter of our movement. You can become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. You can become a leader. You can become a managing leader. We have set up all these educational programs far better than any business school on the planet. In the system self level, we teach you how your body is a system, how everything is a system. And then we also have created a wonderful master certification program. We do 1 day, 2 day workshops. We have one coming up this weekend, not this weekend, the fall, this coming weekend. And then we are deploying systems health educators all over the world. It doesn't matter whether you're, whatever background you're, you don't have to be in the health field, but we've created a program. And then Cytosol gives a very powerful framework to do research faster, cheaper, and safer than academia, but primarily without killing animals, eliminating the need for animal testing. So that's the solutions that we deliver in everything that we do. All right. So Truth Freedom Health, you can go to truthfreedomhealth.com. You'll learn a lot. Every Thursdays, we have an open house. You can go to vashiva.com/orientation, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., and you're welcome to join. For those of you who really want to help build movements, have community, come to that. VA Shiva, System Self, for you to learn more about that and the entire educational program we offer. Every Fridays, alternate Fridays, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. For our global audience, vashiva.com/tutorial, come to those. And then finally, Cytosol. Many of you have asked us to participate in Cytosol. So every second Tuesdays every month, so it'll be one this coming Tuesdays at 11 a.m., we'll be doing a Cytosol symposium. And the symposium will literally cover different topics, be it major diseases, different types of phenomenon that take place in the world. But we always take a molecular science approach, just like you saw what I did in 2020. Whether it was masks, whether it was a jab or whatever it was, right? We took a whole systems approach. So we have now organized all of this to really make this accessible more and more to all of you. So let's go to garlic, okay? So in this context, we're gonna talk about the molecular system, science, personalized health, and politics of garlic. So, you know, first of all, garlic is really a natural antibiotic. It was cultivated and used as a culinary and medicinal purposes, right? It goes back all the way to 2700 BC. It was used in ancient China, Sumeria, India, as well as Egyptian cultures. Now, the medicinal effects of garlic from a science standpoint are attributed to its organic sulfur, right? Sulfur is a very powerful mineral, very, very important for human health. So, but that's predominantly where garlic gets its power from, the sulfur compounds. Now, it's indigenous and traditional use. You know, I always like to cover things from an East-West perspective. In European folklore, garlic plant was born from the left foot of the devil, and it was used as magical potions against the devil. And so garlic was used, you've probably seen this in many movies, to ward off evil spirits, vampires, and witches, all right? Now, the pyramid builders in ancient Egypt, the people actually built the pyramids, it said that they were fed a lot of garlic to make them strong. So it has strength capabilities and capable of doing more work. In ancient Greece, garlic was taken by the athletes during the first Olympic Games. And in India, garlic was called mahoshud, which means panacea, which means the cure-all for everything. So these are sort of the indigenous background of it. What I now want to do is let's go to the science piece and using Cytosol, this very powerful technology that I created as part of my PhD work many years ago, we've now created the Open Science Institute, and all the data and knowledge I'm going to share with you comes from the work of our Cytosol Open Science Institute. It's really sort of the truth, the science piece. So I want to thank Cytosol for that work. And what Cytosol has the capability to do is to take lots of information in all the medical journals, science journals, distill it to understand the molecular pathways, the mechanisms, and that's what we're able to do. And we've set up a whole collaboratory where we can take the research, we can do in silico analysis, we work with research communities, but the data continually is dynamic and is changing. So this is a whole systems approach rather than reading one paper and saying, oh, garlic is good for this or not good for that. Okay. So when we look at this, we find out from our analysis, from the cytosolve approach, nearly 8,189 research articles have been written on garlic, close to 250 clinical trials, specifically 246, and over 132 years of research have been done on garlic, which means it goes back all the way to the early 1900s, all right? So quite a bit of work has been done on garlic. So that work that we did and put all that stuff together reveals the following. So garlic is not just any one chemical compound, but it contains 105 different chemical compounds. But what are those compounds? You can further categorize them. There's non-volatile compounds, there's minerals, vitamins, saponins, phenolic compounds, volatile compounds, and organosulfur compounds. So I want to, you know, our research uncovered there's about 20 key molecules. Now there could be more, but I want to really emphasize these 20 because they have a lot of clinical evidence with them. So let's go to that. So first of all, these are the non-volatile compounds, the minerals, right? Within that subgroup, manganese, zinc, selenium, germanium. Selenium is a rare, you know, it's a very important mineral, and it's been depleted by the in the soil. A lot of people have selenium deficiencies, but those are the four key minerals. The next one is the vitamins A, C, B1, B2, B3, and B6, all very, very important B vitamins. Flavonoids, and these are, again, non-volatile compounds, rutin, quercetin, naringin, saponins, arabidopsin B, and beta-chlorogenin. Those are the flavonoids. And then the volatile compounds, these are the ones that really have the effect, you know, they cause a lot of very powerful chemical reactions to take place in your body. The organosulfur compounds are the volatile compounds. And there's 33 organosulfur compounds. And that constitutes 2 to 3% of fresh garlic. So here are some of them: S-allyl-L-cysteine sulfoxide, which is known as allyn, okay? Allyn, sorry. Gamma glutamyl S-allyl-L-cysteine. And there's two classes, the L-cysteine sulfoxides and the gamma glutamyl L-cysteine peptide. So these are the two categories. Now, allyn, which is from the S-allyl-L-cysteine sulfoxide, is a major organosulfur compound in garlic. Now, what's important, this is really very important. I could bring my mortar and pestle, but the allicin, which is the really powerful stuff that helps your body, doesn't get released until you crush it. It's very important to understand. If you just take the garlic and take the cloves out and just simply take the peel off and use it, you're not getting the nutritious value. The nutritious value from garlic actually happens when you chop, crush, or chew garlic, because that converts the allyn to allicin, okay? And that is the powerful compound that causes very many beneficial things. So most of the medicinal benefits are derived from the allicin and its metabolites, such as S-allyl-mercaptoglutathione, SAMG, S-allyl-mercaptoncysteine, and S-allyl-L-cysteine, S-A-M-G, S-A-M-C, S-A-C. So again, if you may think, did he really say that? Yes. Only when you crush the garlic does this reaction take place, which gives you the real active potent material, okay? So very important to remember, right? You know, have your mortar and pestle. You know, I typically take the garlic and I will put it in and I'll crush it and then I'll peel it. So you let loose all the volatile compounds that you really gets the effects, okay? So to review, here are the 20 molecules, four minerals, 6 vitamins, okay? A, C, B1, B2, B3, B6, and then you have another 6 flavonoids, and then you have the 4 volatile compounds. Again, the allyn doesn't become allicin until you crush it, Okay, there you go, 20 molecules. That's what our cytosol research showed. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't expose and, you know, do some important critique of the people on the other side of the aisle here, who I call Big Pharma. Big Pharma, you see, look at how many compounds garlic has. This is a whole food. So when you're eating garlic, you're not just getting one compound, which is what a drug company creates. They just create one compound and they create synthetic compounds. But garlic has at least these 20 natural compounds. But pharma companies, when they develop a drug, they take one compound. Then they do a bunch of testing in the test tube, and then they kill a bunch of animals. And then they go through phase one, phase two, phase three, and they create a drug, and that drug takes about $5 billion, 13 years. And this entire industry, as you can see, has been going down the tubes. They spend more and more money on R&D, and less new drugs are being allowed, or new molecules even by the FDA, because of the side effects. And the way that they approach medical development or pharmaceutical development is like the blind man touching the elephant. So the elephant represented cancer as a disease. It's all these little people working at pieces of the problem. And if they ever got together, these blind men, they would think the elephant looked like that. So this is what I call reductionism. And I encourage all of you to go through the Truth Freedom Health Warrior program. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you'll really be able to really appreciate why I want to encourage all you guys to take a non-reductionist approach to learn how the world operates. All right. So Big Pharma takes this reductionist approach. Now, indigenous systems of people in medicine were always systems-based. You know, we as an organization, as a movement, we're dedicated to fight racism. We're proponents of indigenous medicine. We think we should honor these people. You'll find many liberal people who claim they're against racism will be, you know, all into Big Pharma. But these different cultures had many, many approaches to really supporting food as medicine. Now, we at Cytosol, we respect nature, which means including animals and plants. But if you look at all of these different plants, chamomile, grapefruit, parsley, bitter orange, we have the ability to look at all the compounds in these plants, understand them, and develop new medicines, new products. In fact, we took all those plants, we ran it through the research through Cytosol, and that was the base of how we created MV25, which is literally coming from analyzing natural compounds. And I want to play for you guys, while I get some water here, a quick video, because you'll understand the power of this capability that we have. And MV25 is getting rave reviews on the value that it's actually having on a natural discomfort. And I'll play this video.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. Not have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away, and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
All right, everyone. So if you want to find MV25, simply go to mv25.life. And by the way, Michelle just brought me this mortar and pestle. Just to let you know, I have one of these. Everyone should have one of these. And you literally take your pestle. When you put the garlic, you crush it in there. And the alanine becomes allicin. Okay? So everyone should get mortar and pestles. They're a great tool. It's a very ancient, traditional medicine thing. But everyone should have it in their kitchen. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Next time, we'll actually show you how to crush it. All right. All right. So let's continue with garlic. But anyway, MV25 is a product that we have created taking a completely indigenous East-West approach. You can find it at mv25.life. By the way, we also love our animals. We love our pets. We've taken the same approach to making a very powerful whole health supplement called K9701, which contains a whole range of different of these very, very rich extracts. All right. And you can find that on vashiva.com, the shop. All right. So now I want to talk to you from a scientific perspective. What are the health systems that garlic affect? It affects 9 different health systems. So think about what I'm saying. Garlic is not just affecting one system in your body, but it's affecting 9 different systems. That's why the Indians called it Mahashuddh, which means a panacea. It's a cure-all. It affects so many different subsystems, all right? And it has 8 biological effects. So the biological effects are, first of all, it's an antioxidant. Antioxidants are very powerful because they are the things that eat up free radicals, which cause aging. Hypolipidemic burns fat, okay? Immunomodulatory. So it's like putting shock absorbers on your immune system. Anti-diabetic, obviously controls sugar, right? Insulin. Antimicrobial. And I'll share with you some other data that we have on this. Anti-cancer, anti-hypertensive, lowers blood pressure, anti-thrombotic, in terms of blood coagulation. But look at all the different things that the biological effects of garlic, right? So it's got, 8 different biological effects. Now it affects multiple subsystems. This arrow in systems biology, where you have an arrow like this with the end cap, this means inhibit. So it inhibits blood clots. It supports, that's what the arrow means, supports detoxification, inhibits athlete's foot, inhibits low metabolism, it inhibits pain, okay? It inhibits, dementia, inhibits respiratory problems, inhibits skin aging. That's the sulfur. Sulfur is very, very important for skin. Inhibits stress and fatigue. But those are all, when you count those up, it's about exactly 9 different types of health benefits. So it affects multiple subsystems in your body. So this is why many, many ancient cultures always, most traditional cultures always have garlic. Another one is ginger and onions in their, basic kitchen, because these were culturally considered very powerful tools. All right. All right. So that's the health benefits of garlic. Now, I want to really emphasize this because Big Pharma, as we noticed in the last, particularly more of the world became aware of this. I've been aware of this and talking about this for probably 40 years. Big Pharma does not want you to know the power of these very powerful natural substances that come in nature. And our goal at Cytosolve at our Open Science Institute is to uncover those, find out is it true or not, and make that knowledge available to the public as an independent observer here and as from a scientific standpoint. So, for example, did you know that from a medical standpoint, garlic is effective in reducing cholesterol, with minimal side effects? And this work that came out here discusses the lipid-lowering nutraceuticals in clinical practice. And it's a very important paper because they looked at the dosage of how much they gave, 5 to 6 grams of garlic. And then they looked at the expected effects on LDL, which is a quote unquote, the bad cholesterol, and the effects on other biomarkers. So it lowered blood pressure and platelet antithrombotic and antihypertension. And this was measured in a Western clinical trial, but there needs to be more of this. I'll give you another example. So garlic is been proven equally effective, in treating fungal infections with minimal adverse effects compared to fluconazole, which is a pharmaceutical product. And this was a comparison of therapeutic effects of garcin, which is garlic essentially extract, and fluconazole on candida, okay, which is really a fungal infection. And here you can see the garcin group and the fluconazole group. And you can see that the improvement in complaints, symptoms after treatment, this is yes, and this is no. And you can see it's pretty close there, okay? It's not that different, okay? 22, 33, 28, 19. But remember, this is not a drug, less side effects. So we at Cytosolve really believe that there needs to be a lot more molecular systems research done on these. And that, because we have the capability to do that, that's what we're going to be doing. And we're going to make the Open Science Institute available to all of you on how you want to support it. So the Open Science Institute is going to be open, transparent research. You can go to vashiva.com. If you scroll down, you'll see the Open Science Institute. Feel free to contribute however much you want, because it'll keep this research going. And then, by the way, when you contribute to us, we give you lots of gifts. We make you a truth from health warrior. So none of it is for nothing. When you give us something, we give you back something. But the biggest thing is that at the Open Science Institute, we want to eliminate the need for animal testing. Any products we create, they're done using this very powerful technology, Cytosolve. The other piece that everyone needs to know from the politics of this is that the reason there's so little research done on natural products compared to drugs, and that's what really needs to be done. They do a lot of research on natural products, but they don't do the comparison, except the example I just showed you there. And the reason is that if you look at big government, big pharma, big publishers, and big academia, the big academic institutions, the department heads, actually sit on the NIH and FDA councils as consultants. They also sit on the board of the major journals over here. And they also end up on the founders and scientific board of big pharma. And then obviously big government and big publishers work together, big government and the pharma works together, and the big pharma and big publishers. So it's a bit, basically a big incestuous web. And the only way to bust this up is to be able to do research faster and cheaper than them and better. And that's what Cytosolve does. So I encourage you guys to recognize that what we've done here with Cytosolve, be it on garlic or anything, we have a capability to do that. Next Tuesday at 11 a.m., you can go to cytosolve.com/symposium. Join us, because we're going to be really detailing what Cytosolve can do and how you can be a part of this. Imagine, instead of you guys, most individuals do not have the opportunity to directly influence science. That's what the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is about. So all of you guys can participate in that, okay? So let me continue. All right. So the question is garlic right for you? So we've discussed the health benefits of garlic, the biological effects, all the different molecular components. Now the question is it right for you? Should you be taking garlic, right? Now, most people say, oh yeah, everything's good. Everyone should like to take it, you know, They always even try to take quote unquote good things and try to say it's good for everyone. Now, that is not a scientific approach. It's not a personalized medicine approach, which is where medicine needs to move to rapidly. So is garlic right for you? At Systems Health, we have created a framework, an educational technology, so everyone can understand if something is good for them or not, under what conditions. So from a research standpoint, from a Western science standpoint, if you have a lot of bloating, you know, you should consider how much garlic you're taking, or heartburn, and also if you have diarrhea. So these are three things that most people are aware of broadly. And if you have those things, you should be concerned about garlic, right? So you may not have any of this and you could eat garlic as you want, but if something is happening in your life, be aware that this could aggravate it. Now, one of the things I've done is create a very powerful tool called Your Body, Your System that we deploy through our Systems Health educators that really educates you about the benefits of garlic, okay? And the reason I want to discuss this is because when you really start looking at this a little more carefully, you start recognizing that not everything is right for everyone, right? So we have to recognize that, okay? So if I go here, the whole basis of a systems approach, I'm not going to get into it in detail right now, but the whole benefits of a systems approach is you can really start figuring out what's right for you. And if you go to truthfromhealth.com, become a warrior scholar, you'll get all the knowledge in this, at least the basic stuff, and also from Systems Health. But there are three forces in the universe. I uncovered that these forces are the same as ancient systems of medicine, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. And that's how they map. And as a result of that, I created a tool. And with your Systems Health educators, you can answer a set of questions and it'll figure out what kind of system you are. The red dot in this triangle maps out you. The red dot can go different places for different people. The black dot lets you figure out where you are today. Okay? And you'll see that garlic has an effect on your own system. And then the tool also helps you figure out what are the right foods, what are the right things for you. Again, if you come to vashiva.com/tutorial, 11 a.m., 7 p.m., go check out the schedule. You will really have an opportunity to learn more about Systems Health. But now with garlic, if you take from a systems approach, look at these three forces in the universe, transport, conversion, storage, garlic. So if your body, for example, if you do the your body, your system analysis, let's say your red dot is here. So garlic will pull conversion in this direction. It doesn't affect transport, but a lower storage. So garlic stabilizes transport, increases pitta, which is digestion, right? And it reduces kapha. Now, in the ancient systems of Indian medicine, kapha really meant, let's say, congestion or phlegm. The first time you feel a cold coming on, you take garlic. This is what I do. Crush it, saute it very lightly in a little bit of ghee or butter, put it on toasted bread and have as much as you can. It'll have a profound effect because it reduces kapha. It supports digestion. That's why many cultures will add it to food, supports digestion. And it doesn't really do much to vata. Now, if you use the Your Body, Your System tool, the red dot is your body type. The black dot is where you are today. But if your body is up here, notice the goal is to bring the red dot to the black dot, and garlic will take you away. So again, it all depends, right? If you're undergoing some health conditions, you have to be careful how much garlic you take. I hope that makes sense, all right? So it's really important to understand that it's about taking the right food for you at the right time. Garlic may be good for you in the general case, but if you're undergoing something you've done to your body and your body's off course, you have to be careful. That's why Your Body, Your System is very powerful. Again, come to our Systems Health tutorial. You can learn more, become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior. We give you through our practitioners access to get it, but you can see garlic, how it affects different things. How much garlic should you take? What does the current science say? Well, a maintenance dose is about 4 grams of fresh garlic, right? 4 grams of fresh garlic, right? Couple of cloves, or 800 milligrams dried garlic. All right, and you can get this in the stores where they dry it, etc. There's different products. Now, for lung benefits, according to Jostling 2001, again, recognize that this is not a medical show. Big disclaimer, go talk to your doctor. I'm a PhD, right? I'm a systems biologist. And what we're sharing with you is coming from the existing research. Now, there's 2.56 grams of garlic extract once a day is very good for lung health benefits. And for immunomodulation, which means supporting your immune system. So remember, when some antigen, virus, some things affecting your body, it's not that your body is being eaten away by the virus. But when your body reacts, it's because your immune system is overreacting. It doesn't have good shock absorbers. So it's important to recognize that garlic, in this book, in this analysis by Percival in 2016, it really supports immunomodulation, so you don't get the cytokine storm. All right, so we've covered the science. We've covered the health benefits of garlic. But remember, personalized health, all right? One size doesn't fit all. Now let's talk about the politics, you know? And, you know, we have to fight for real food. It's very, very difficult these days to first of all, get wholesome, farm-grown organic food. It's expensive. This is why the public policy stuff matters. Not everyone can afford real food. Our movement, Truth Freedom Health, brings us all together to create an army of Truth Freedom Health warrior scholars. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Come to our open house that we do so you can become a part of it. Because one of the things we focus on is the food system, organic versus conventional, which is better for you. Well, organic garlic is preferred to be used over conventional garlic, okay? As you know, the conventional farming uses pesticides. You could be eating garlic thinking it's good, but if you're getting all the pesticides, you're going to have lung, liver, kidney, thyroid toxicity, and everyone varies, but these are, it's, you know, those pesticides have been linked to carcinogenicity. And then organic farming also produces healthier plants. You get more potent, particularly the biodynamic farming. The other thing we need to be concerned about is when a lot of this factory farming takes place, sometimes you don't get access to a variety. So when big agriculture came and they just create one version of something, this is not good because you don't get the richness of all different varieties of these different products. So for example, just to let you know, there's soft neck and hard neck garlic, right? So this one has that very long hard neck. And the hard necks are more flavorful than the soft necks. The hard necks are also easier to peel. And the hard necks have fewer cloves than soft necks, right? And if you look at the hard neck garlic, there's 10 genetically distinctive varieties. Porcelain, Rocambole, Purple Stripe, Marbled Purple Stripe, Glazed Purple Stripe, Asiatic, Turban, Creole, Chestnut, Red, Spanish, Roja. So there's different kinds of garlic. And these different kinds of garlic all have different potencies. So if we are just focused on just doing one, or we support, or we watch as Big Ag takes over this production of garlic, wherever in the world it is, we're not getting the variety and the opportunities to get the variety, okay? So I really want you guys to recognize that there's a politics also linked to, you know, someone says here, we get sprayed with chemtrails at every night. Yeah, so, and you can't hide from this to this person's point. You can say, oh, I'm gonna go over, you know, go to do my own local farming. Well, there's stuff in the air that also comes down. This is why it's important that we fight for our food. It's important we build political movements, because no matter how good the value of garlic is, you know, all this other exogenous stuff can really affect it. All right. Now, softneck garlic has two genetically distinctive varieties, the silver skin and the artichoke. All right. So just to review, you have hard neck and softneck. The hard necks have about 10 different varieties. and the soft neck have two. We at, you know, from a Truth Freedom Health standpoint, many years ago in 2013, I created a seal called Clean Food and Raw Food. And it's a very, very high standard that I created. It's a certification. And this was also supported by the Cytosolv Open Science Institute. But we, when we look at a product, we look at, is it non-GMO? Is it safely produced? Is it organic? Does it have nutrient density? Does it have high bioavailability? So we have come up with five different ways to come up with a certification. If you go to Whole Foods, you'll find that the seal, but it's only for very high quality food. Again, this is politics, but it's also science. Now, ultimately, if you look at the US life expectancy, notice it's been going down. It's not something because of the vaccine. That's just a minor event when you look at the fact that since 1980, the curvature of this graph is going down. Because over the last 30, 40, 50 years, at least in the United States, definitively, the lifespan's going down because of all the things that have been going on environmentally, internally, externally. And you can notice in this graph, the other industrialized nations, the curvature is also going down. And the reason is the enormous amount of stressors people are at. You know, we have a destroyed, the healthcare system destroys our immune system. The environment is difficult to get foods. The educational system doesn't really teach our kids a systems approach. This is why the engine that I've created, the framework, Truth Freedom Health, enables you to become a Truth Freedom Health warrior scholar. You get this knowledge of systems. We don't teach our kids how to solve problems. That's where innovation comes from. We have corrupt leaders everywhere we turn. And most people can't even afford good food anymore. The cost of food is high. The average American only has $400 in their bank account, okay, for a rainy day. So when you look at all of this, there's a reason that life expectancy is going down. It's enormous. It's a systems issue. And this is why we need to shatter the swarm, as I say. And Truth Freedom Health provides you the solution. We teach people how to strengthen your immune system. We teach people how to eat local foods on a budget. We teach people how to know truth from lies through the Truth Freedom Health System Science Program. We make your children smarter. We teach people how to do innovation. We are creating leaders in communities. We have an entire leadership program. And then we are also teaching people how to manage their money, basic skills we train people. And if you come every Thursdays again, you can be part of this. Every Thursday is 11 a.m. and at 8 p.m. go to vashiva.com/orientation and you get to be part of this. So I'll take a couple of questions. Before I do that, I just want to play our video, which will really give you a power of why all of you should become Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholars. And then we'll come do a summary on garlic, and then we'll finish up.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with as a part of this movement, we're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not-so-obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not-so-obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. So I hope that was helpful. So again, if you want to be involved, we invite you to come every Thursdays to our open house. We do. You're all invited. It's a great time. You get to meet a lot of people. It's online, but you get to meet people from all over the world. So and we hold two sessions of these open houses. So join us, vashiva.com/orientation. Now, to wrap up garlic, in summary, has 105 active molecules, 20 of which have been documented have medicinal benefits. So this is what's important. There's many other molecules there that could have profound medical benefits. Because we have cytosol and this very powerful capability, we have the ability to do research on that and support traditional medicines. So that's one way you guys could be involved in this work with the Cytosol Open Science Institute. The other thing is garlic has multiple effects: antioxidant, immune boosting, cholesterol lowering, anti-diabetic, anti-cancer, anti-hypertensive, antimicrobial, anti-thrombotic. It's a mahasud, as the Indians said, a cure-all for pretty much anything. And the excessive consumption of garlic, again, you have to be careful, may cause heartburn, bloating, and digestive discomfort, particularly for people who have those issues. Organic garlic is preferred over conventional garlic. And remember, what we've discussed here is that we've looked at the science, so we want people to think. There's a politics of it, how large food systems support the creation of, you know, local foods, organic foods, and those that don't. And then we also have to take the health component, recognizing
one size doesn't fit all, whether it comes to garlic or any type of medicine out there. And it's a very, very important aspect of health. So you have access. Go to vashiva.com, become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior, get involved in Systems Health, and support the Open Science Institute. We're giving you many, many ways to be involved. All right. So that's the discussion on garlic. I hope this is valuable. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a talk. Two videos we'll be doing. One will be on the issue of natural, that the fact that a naturalized citizen can be president. As many of you know, I'm running for president of the United States. And there's no other candidate like me out there, or the movement that and the hundreds of thousands of volunteers that support us. It's quite a profound movement. And we're all dedicated to truth, freedom, health, truth, freedom, health. So get involved. As I go out, I'll just play a quick video from our campaign and get involved. Thank you very much. Be well, be the light.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white, have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering, and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food, and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. and that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, everyone, as I close, a couple of action steps. Go get one of those bumper stickers over there. Go to Shiva for President. Get those bumper stickers. You'll reach 100,000 people. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Learn the science of systems so you understand the dynamics of what's going on. And come to our open houses. You know, I've mentioned you can come to our open house for Truth Freedom Health. We have a Open Science Institute symposium that's coming up next Tuesday. And then every Fridays we do systems health tutorials. So there's many, many solutions we're delivering while we're also on the ground fighting the swarm. And we want to train you guys how to do that. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com, support what we're doing. When you support us, we give you lots and lots of education. All right, everyone, be well, be the light. Best to all of you and your families on this weekend. Thank you.
We need to build a bottoms-up movement. Go to shivaforpresident.com and volunteer.